Finningley Liver gets one last touch. And Geelong are 4-0 for the first time in 7 years. The Cats maintain their perfect record.
Welcome to Little Birdie TV. I'm your host, Scoot, and welcome to Thursday at Lions, our look at the AFL and NRL for the weekend. We'll go to AFL land first and down in Melbourne to Mark Goodwill. Bit of a dumpster fire again in the AFL town, but seems to be a common thread.
Just trying to compete with the rugby league in the front pages of the newspapers, I guess. But yeah, tell you what, Scoot, they don't concentrate too much on the footy start of the season for the AFL. They've got some problems internally. Lucky they can put on a show for in Adelaide for Gather Round. It seems to cover the cracks, you know. It's amazing that they can concentrate on the crowds that rock up and the football standard on the field's been pretty good. But, geez, the issues, they're starting to mount up off the field for sure on a weekly basis now, whether it's the umpires continue to be bad. And obviously, you know, we've got racism in the game and now we've got a homophobic slur. Like it just, and then the umpires have just had two mares again on the weekend of cost team results, I think, Scoot, to be fair, and we'll come back and warn a couple of teams towards the end of the year.
100%. Yeah, the quality of footy, it's remarkable. They just don't talk about the game itself. The media is pretty repulsive. They're busy sort of taking pot shots at themselves and all their colleagues, which no one's really interested in at all. Nick Tedeschi, this is all music to your ears. The greatest game of all. I can smell it. There's a whiff of it in the air. There's a coach sacking. What an anniversary present for you.
Let me just tell you this. AFL's on its knees. No one cares about the game because it's complete garbage. Rugby league, absolutely airborne. There's a coach sacking in the air as fast as a week. Does life get any better than this? Does life get any better than this? Yeah, Jason Amico will, if you guess that far, will coach his last game on Saturday night against the Sharks. South are reportedly already sent that Melbourne Eagle to come on as an interim coach. Don't know if that's going to happen or not, but I would be fairly certain to say anything short of the South win by about 50 against the Sharks. Dimitri will be gone, and I'm not even sure, based on what we're saying this week, that Dimitri won't walk before the end. So he's done and dusted, deserves to be done and dusted. They need an experienced senior coach in there. They'll chase Wayne Bennett now to come back. Wayne will choose between them and potentially Parramatta if that job opens up. So that's where we're at right now with the coach teams. But being that many large year, and this is once. Every second year, you just get when one goes, the dominoes tumble. Very exciting.
Storm were great against the Broncos. Ashley Klein made sure it was a close encounter. I did ask you, I said, how can Manly beat the Penrith Panthers? And you said they won't. But 32-18 tells me that Manly are absolutely low flying.
Well, you might have seen that the worst decision in the history of rugby league was given to allow them one of their trials, but. There's a clear knock on, they're in the length of the field. Somehow wasn't called on the field, somehow wasn't called on the bunker. Not surprisingly, the referee from that game was sat. Daly Trevins breaking the Manly record games played certainly had a crowd up and about. Probably underestimated though. I tend to underestimate those kind of big events. But Penrith were a little bit off, but both teams were very, very good. I think with Manly, what we're going to see this year is their upside's going to be pretty high and their downside's going to be pretty low. So we're going to get a high variance Manly games going forward.
And just looking at that, 7 of the 8 home teams won last week in the NRL with 5 favourites and 3 covered. And then the AFL shot pretty straight 9-0, so with 6 covering the line. So some good action on the field and, yeah, plenty of drama off the field at the moment. Let's have a quick look at the AFL futures update. 2 of the Sydney teams are winning again. GWS 4.80 now. Sydney Swan $6. The D 6.50. Carlton 6.75. Collingwood 9.25. And Port Adelaide 9.75. Some interesting little prices there at topsport.com.au. And a quick look over to the NRL pricing. Penrith Panthers $3.30. Brisbane Broncos $5. Storm 7. Sydney Roosters $10. New Zealand Warriors 12. Manly Seagulls 13 still. And then you got the Cowboys at $16 and a bit of a gap to the rest. Let's look at you boys. Last week, happy hunting ground for you, MG, in nose in front, 1.77 units, so less spent for you. Run at 17% last week. And then overall, you got your nose back in front. You're winning one unit for the season, and 1.16 is your pot. So rebounded strongly off a tough week. And top rope, a slight downer for you in the wet weather conditions there. Lost 2.24 units at 14%, but still ticking over nicely for the season, plus 24.15 units at 20%, or 20.64 to be precise. So there's good action and plenty of action happening there. So $25 a week for MG stuff, $33 for you, top rope, and seeing them nicely. So be interesting to see how things play out this week, and we might as well get straight into it with the first match, an absolute corker on Thursday night. The one thing the AFL are doing right is these Thursday night fixtures at the moment. The D's, $1.43 here against the Brisbane Lions down at the MCG, 14.5 the line, and the total is 164.5. Ooh, big grudge match this one, MG.
Yeah, another, as you said, another cracker to start off the week. Melbourne, Brisbane down at the G. Good weather. They had some early rain this morning, but that won't affect the game today. But game tonight, sorry. So they'll get a big crowd in, I would suspect. I mean, obviously two good sides. You expect Brisbane there. Obviously got the job done against poor Kangaroos last week by 70 points. But Melbourne have won four straight now. And at home at the MCG, they won five of their last six head-to-head against Brisbane. Not a happy hunting ground here, Scoot, for Brisbane. They have only won one of their last 16 at the G, so it's not a good stat reading in, especially how well Melbourne play the MCG. So it's going to be hard to tip with any confidence into Brisbane to win the game. But I do think the Lions are shade big here, Scoot. I just think the stats are going to keep me out of having a tip. But plus 15 down to plus 14. I just think it should be closer to maybe 10 in this game, I think 12 at most. So I think if you want to back Brisbane, I'd be backing them early. And if you want to back Melbourne, I'd back them at the death. I don't think you're going to get any worse price if you like the D's at the minus. I just think their home ground advantage will get them home. But, yeah, I think it'll be a closer contest. Big loss for Melbourne again. Pickett, just undisciplined. Surprised he's not playing for the Essendon edge there with the way he tried to half elbow someone. If you're going to do it, Scoot, you may as well put him on a stretcher. Otherwise, don't do it at all. Is my advice to pick it. So in this game, I'd be shading Brisbane slightly without any confidence because it's at the G, and I think the total's spot on. If anything, I'd probably just shade the under. 165 down to 164. Melbourne don't like giving away too many points at night. I don't think there'll be too many goals in this game.
So the best bet there is under 164.5 at Top Sport. So very tricky one to pull apart with obvious problems for Brisbane and Melbourne, I guess the form team at the moment. Let's have a look at the first clash here, Knights versus Roosters. Newcastle look pretty short here, $1.52, $2.55 the Roosters, 4.5 the line, total 40.5. Interesting one here with Tedesco and Walker out with concussion. Top rope.
Yeah, too short for me, the Knights. Probably deserve to be favourites given the injuries, but Joey Bainey goes back to fullback. Just sort of great record with him. It's him at the back. Michael Jennings will play in the centres. He's was coming back from a drug suspension, so we'll see how he goes and the junior Paul got the win. So, not a hopeless thing. I think at the 4.5, you could probably have not nibble at the Roosters. They've won 16 of the last 19 against the Knights, 10 of the last 13. In those 13 games, the Roosters have covered 10 of the last 13. In those 13 games, the Roosters have scored more than 16. The Knights have scored more than 16 just twice. So not much doing there. Newcastle's a good record at home. I'm pretty low on the Knights this year. I'll be happy to take a small fly on the Chooks here head to head. A little bit the line. Total players, I think the number is probably a little bit too high here. Under is 17-8 when there's a favourite less than a converted try, possibly going to be plus in the first 8 rounds. So for the last 5 turns, they're still a bit 42 or fewer. Confidence very low in this game all round. So not getting too heavily involved in this one. But back the Chooks, back the under, It's very a try score bet. I think you can get about $4.50 Dylan Lucas. He scored 3 tries in 9 starts. He's a hard runner, backs up, chases kicks well. I think he's the kind of guy in a game like this who can get over a bit of value there.
Nice one. So to Dylan Lucas there, anytime try score of $4.50. But Thursday night, little doubleheader. We're going to go unders in the AFL and then all up into the NRL. Unders again, the 40.5 does look a touch big there. Let's have a look at Friday night's AFL, Western Bulldogs versus Bombers, speaking Essendon Edge. Back in my days, this the Western sort of derby used to be very feisty and fiery here. Doggies used to hate Essendon, but not sure if it's the case now. It's all lovey-dovey, the AFL. Can't poo-poo anyone. $1.40, the Western Bulldogs. $2.82, Essendon Bombers. $15.50, the line, and $171.50. Who's going to win the love fest here?
Kumbaya, my dog.
I don't think the Dogs will be fearing the Essendon Edge. Fear of God of the Edge. What a myth that is. Great marketing by Essendon to cover the cracks at the club. They're a team in turmoil for mine, Scoot. Geez, this is a good betting match. We threw the chips in last week, Port Adelaide playing Essendon in Port Adelaide, and they wanted to dish up 20.5, close 25.5, won by 70. One of the best feed-up jobs on the couch was probably get for the year. There's no reason to drop off opposing Essendon in these contests. They got huge problems, Essendon. They just leak like the Titanic down defence. Bulldogs scoring well, 94 points per average so far offence, and Essendon are leaking 98, which is horrendous. Be on a fast deck at the Dome. And if the Bulldogs come with the same intensity in the midfield and they've got just as good a midfield as Port, they just monstered Essendon's midfield. Enough supply into their forward line. And the Doggies kick straight. This could be ugly, Scoot. Put up 12.5. Gift for mine. Early Mother's Day present for those around. Absolute gift. It's gone to 15 at the moment. It'll start closer to 20 by Friday.
Wow.
Should be one-way traffic. Why would people back Essendon in this case? Only 2 major stats you could back for Essendon. Bulldogs off a 6-day break, which is not horrendous. Got a couple of good ins. But yeah, the Bulldogs have won 3 straight against the Bombers, and they've won 9 of 10 head-to-head, covered 11 of the last 14. So really like the Bulldogs here with a leaky defensive Essendon. I think you can almost double up on the total, 171. As I said, accuracy is probably the only issue here, but yeah, really keen on the Bulldogs. It'll go one way and should be enough points to cover the total.
Essendon, to their defence, are missing probably, 6 or 7 of their probably first-pick starting players. Brad Scott allegedly read the riot act pre-season. Oh, is he in any trouble for a sacking on the AFL side of town? Or what's the solution there? Because they are rudderless a bit.
Yeah, they are rudderless. I think their issues are still off the field as much as on. I don't think getting rid of the coach is going to do them either. Essendon do love to get rid of coaches. He won't settle in too much. But, I just think they got too many problems screwed at the moment. On the field, just don't think the game plan's there. All the players aren't buying into it. But, yeah, I just think if the Bulldogs are serious about making the finals this year, they'll take care of Essendon and take care of them comfortably.
Outstanding. Western Bulldogs gift of the week, according to MG. Love the sound of that. Love cheering against the Bombers as a Hawthorn supporter also. Now we head north for Brisbane Broncos versus Dolphins in, the South Queensland Derby, I guess we're going to call it. $1.33 Broncos, $3.35 the Dolphins, $8.50 the line. There's been a nibble for the plus there into $1.80 at Top Sport, and the total is $45.50. Interesting matchup this one.
Yeah, unfortunately, the NRL missed the boat on the Q Clash title, so we'll have to give that a pass. So what the settle with the Battle of Brisbane or something like that. Interesting game. Both teams have got plenty of injuries. Broncos, no Adam Reynolds is the big concern. They're now paying us. Jordan Rickey out this week. Dolphins lost about Derby Farmworth last week. Felice Kafusi also out. Tom Fledler, about an injury name. Expected to play, but we'll have to pass a fitness test today. Numbers all come up. Well, the numbers didn't all come up. They certainly led towards the Broncos early on, but notable that The Broncos have an ordinary record without Adam Reynolds. He unleashes that back line. They won both games last year, the Broncos, but the Dolphins covered both games. So they were two close games, 6-8 with the margins. Dolphins off the map here. They're 10.5 in the 7.5 most joint. So I expect this could start around 6. You're probably going to be on the Dolphins considering Reynolds is out, I would think. Again, not a huge beating game for me, but I'll be playing the Dolphins. From a total point of view, both those games were under last year. Broncos are a big under team at Suncorp of a bad defensive performance, and the Dolphins 9-2 under at night. So small play the under. And from a try scoring point of view, the price on how much that would offer to score around you can get $2.90 is utterly insane. Now, Hammers scored 20 tries in 25 games since moving to the Dolphins. He scored in, I think, three of the four games this year. He's airborne. He backs up everything, one of the fastest players in the game. But if you haven't won a bit in this game, it's having a score.
Hamiso Tubuai-Fadoo.
You better believe it.
$2.90, absolute gift. And no Ryan Diggity makes me think the Dolphins plus 8.5 at Top Sport is a great way to play that one. So I'll be chips in Dolphins plus. And crikey, it's nearly the reserves team's playing there in the southeast Queensland. The SEC, I'm going to call it the SEC clash. Not the Battle of Brisbane. It's the southeast Queensland clash. So chips in Dolphins and an undermanned Broncos outfit. No Ryan Diggity, no Scooty on that one. AFL, let's have a look at Port versus Freo Saturday night at the Adelaide Oval. Autobet territory has a bit of a whiff about the Port Adelaide Power here again. $1.33, Dockers $3.20, and the Lions 19.5 MG. Talk me out of Port Adelaide Power.
Yeah, I think the market's pretty spot on, according to my ratings anyway, Scoot. I think both teams 3-1 coming in. I think said last week, I think Freo have been the surprise packet so far this year. The ones thought they could jump up in the eight, but I think they're playing above ratings and expectations at this stage. Port Adelaide probably haven't been tested. 2 weeks ago, they just lost to Melbourne at home by 7 points. So that was only their only loss. Other than that, they've played substandard teams so far. So I think this will be a good test. You know, Port Adelaide been all offense this year, and that's the stats are obviously built in because they play they played some ordinary teams so far. They're averaging 110 points per game, and Freo only allowing 64 defense. So it's going to be Port Adelaide's offense against Freo's defense. Some players in, I think Port will get back Wines and Pell Pepper, lose Finlayson, which will hurt in their offense area, and Freo will get back Darcy in the ruck, which will allow Jackson to also go forward. So Freo are going to have to score some points to win this game, even though I think it'll be a more defensive. So yeah, I'm not sure about the – I was probably going to shade the plus just at this stage, but geez, Port Adelaide's you know, they haven't left Adelaide over now for third straight week at home with Gather Round last week.
Nice advantage.
Yeah, nice advantage, and they've won 6 out of their 7 head-to-head against this team. So I think the market's spot on, and if that's always the case, you always rather be with the plus and a chance to be a low-scoring game. I think 3 goals is a fair margin. If you do like Freo, the market's shaded Port so far. So, Scoot, the market is with you at this stage, but, yeah, I can't buy in at the minus 19.5 until I see Port Adelaide probably tested again. They were good against Melbourne. It was one of the better rating games, which we were able to win a couple of good matches off last week off that form. So probably just going to watch this match, and I'd probably shade the unders if I was going to have a play in this game, Scoot.
I'll be pinching the $1.33 at Top Sport, and that'll be my sports multi for this week. So that's the best way to play the game for the timid, which I can sometimes be on those 20-point lines. They get a bit sticky, those ones. Rabbitohs versus Sharks. Speaking of timid, the Rabbitohs playing for their coach, and it might not matter anyway, according to Top Rope. $1.31 the Sharks, $3.45 the Rabbits, 9.5 line and 43.5 here. It's glory at South Sydney. If you like coach sackings, there's not much to like. They got a big whiff about them, the Bunnies.
Not sure that the players are playing for their coach. I don't think we really like him. So pretty sure they're off here completely. Unfortunately, this fits smack bang into a big early season home underdog system that's easily cash money. Oh. So, so right in the Rabbitohs here, and I feel absolutely sick about it. So, very hard to make a justification, sure, other than Home Dogs are 4 and more, rounds 1 to 8, cover 65%. Those off a loss of 28 plus, cover at 69%. Well, the one hope from a kind of look point of view is no Latrell and sacking Damien Cook, who was very, very stiff to be sacked, but sacking Damien Cook might just act as a circuit breaker this week. A couple of kids coming into the team, plenty to prove, probably to a new coach coming in, so might dig in. And Sharks aren't world beaters there, just quite less. So pretty big line here. I'll be riding it. I don't feel good about it, but I'll be taking it. I don't think come to the game in the last 13, so that doesn't throw you with a great deal of confidence getting this one, but that's the bet.
Deal with it. It's the biggest balls of steel play. Latrell's been average, but the whole team's been woeful. And now they've thrown the baby out with the bathwater with no D Cook. Didn't Damien Cook play Origin last year?
He did, yeah. Perhaps he'll play in the centers of one of the games. So that's how good Damien Cook is. But Cook and Demetrio get on. And I feel this might be one last little vindictive play. So I respect the bitterness. I respect the vindictiveness. But yeah, the grapefruits are on the look. Right here, we're just laying it out and backing south. Look, preferably, my wife will give me something to do on the weekend. I won't have to watch this game, and I can just come and check the score and pray to God that they've stuck in within the 10 nail.
Wow, biggest balls of steel bet since St. George a couple of weeks ago and then on the backup. So if you're a true believer of Nick Tedeschi, you'll be taking the 9.5 or 10 or might even jump 12.5. So let's see how the Bunnies fare against the Sharks on Saturday night. It'll be eyes peeled or you'll just be locked in the cupboard. The next AFL match that we're going to have a look at is West Coast Eagles versus Richmond Tigers. Tigers nearly pulled off a big heist last week at big odds, 325 or 350 on Sunday, and just fell over short. But let's have a look at them at $1.31 against the West Coast Eagles at 330, 19.5, and the total's 174.5. Cracking opportunity for the West Coast Eagles here, MG.
Speaking of games you wouldn't want to watch, tell you what, the AFL's taking a Sunday off. They've got two matches forecast on the Sunday. Geelong are 55-point favourites over the poor Kangaroos, and then they couldn't hide this game. I'm surprised they didn't put it on a Tuesday or Wednesday and just slip it through. Lucky West Coast fans turn up because they've had one win between them, Scoot. 0-4 v 1-4, and 1 out of 9, and this is not West Coast's opportunity. Even as bad as Richmond are going. West Coast have been smacked by 50, 65, 76, and 25 after Sydney just went through the witches' hats, really. You can't back, just on the stats alone, you can't back Richmond travelling to Perth, giving up 3 goals with how they're going. But, if Richmond come up with a fair portion of what they dished up last week against the Saints, this will be another smacking, I reckon, Scoot. West Coast are just, they're so bad. I know they've got some injuries and stuff, and, to show how bad they're going, all they're hanging on is one bloke, and every time he gets a kick or a fend off or a goal, they put it on the front or back page of their papers over there. So they're in for a long season. It's just a game I probably won't watch, and if the weather's good, which it always is in Melbourne, so I'll probably get out to the golf course, I think, Scoot, and watch this on a replay.
Punters at home. Well, how are they going to just entertain themselves at 4 o'clock on a Sunday? How are they going to get through this with the missus or without the missus?
The missus won't be. Won't be watching this one. Yeah, hopefully there's a good rugby league game to watch. Although I think I've looked at the fixture and there isn't. 19.5. Listen, if you like Richmond, I'd be looking more to take the margin, Scoot. So if you like the Tigers, I'd be taking a punt on the 40-60 and just hope that West Coast trend continues. I can't tip you into West Coast at all. They've just lost 50 of their last 55 matches or something ridiculous. Can't score. The total's probably what you can play away with. The bookies being too good here, though, they've come up tall enough at 175. So it's a lot of points to kick in a game that just might have no fizz in it. So Richmond have been unders for 7 of the last 8, so that doesn't bode well. But this is a tough watch. I don't know, Scooty. I can't tip you one with confidence, but if you like the Tigers, just pile on the bigger points.
Wow. All right. There'll be lots of last leg multis in Richmond, so we'll see what happens there. And prayers for the bookies for those hapless Eagles. Can't pick up their feet. Know the feeling. I'll tell you what, the fixture that everyone's going to be dialed into, because that's an absolute stinker, is the Rugby League. You called it, Nick Tedeschi. It's 4 o'clock on Sunday. It's the West Tigers, who are surprisingly in form, $1.80, against St. George Dragons, $2. Line 1.5, 42.5 is the total here. How are they going to win again, the West Tigers?
Yeah, while the AFL continue to serve up slop, the RML gives out a sizzling steak. Tigers Dragons, I'm contentious from last year, but boy, oh boy, is it a good beating game. Can't believe the Tigers are favourite here. Cannot believe the Tigers are favourite. They've lost their last eight at Campbelltown. They've lost John Bateman. They've lost the Finer brothers. They've been severely tested. They've covered 4 of 12 as a favourite. 1 of 5 against bottom 4 teams. Saints have won 3 of the last 4 on this one. Cover at 64% of New South Wales with a loss. Very, very, very keen on the Dragons this one. And the Sharp Mate also in the under. 20-8 the under since 2008, 22 teams. Under 16 Sunderland Tigers playing day games, 6-2 in there at Campbelltown. Very, very keen under as well. So great betting game. Dragons beat Tigers. Got the other Dragons. Do you want to be in the under? Don't worry about the AFL. Just get around rugby league. Get around the GGOA.
How short can they jump heads up? Can this go pick? Or can they even start a few point favourites here, Dragons?
I think the Sharp Mate cover. I think this will jump pretty close to pick.
Yep. Beautiful. All right, so you're getting the 1.5 points there, and then 42.5 jump all over that. It's going to go below 40 points. All right, outstanding stuff. We'll be dialed into the Rugby League at 4 o'clock with the occasional flick over to just get a welfare check on Richmond and West Coast Eagles. So it'll be some multi-madness all through Sunday Arvo to get through the weekend's action. Outstanding stuff, boys. I guess we'll wait with bated breath to see when, if, how Jason D will get the chop. Love the Melbourne Inger angle. Love Wayne Bennett. One of the Burgess boys has been mooted. Ooh, just never fails to deliver the greatest game of all. And as for the AFL, better keep my mouth shut or I might get rubbed out too. Top Ropes package, $33 a week. It's absolutely humming, plus 20%, and MG, he's on the precipice, so he's got the Bulldogs this week, so if they do a demolition job of Essendon, he'll be back humming again, so $25 a week for his action. Outstanding stuff. The remote will be in overdrive. We've also recorded the US Masters podcast. We did that yesterday with Top Rope and Big Daddy. If you've missed that, make sure you put the car in reverse and make sure you get through that one. I think it's a 40-minute episode. We take on Rory, we take on Cantlay, and a couple other cats like Xander. So it'll be happy laying. And if we can...
A delayed round one, so you've got plenty of time to listen to it. I'll just point out the announcement. Round one will be delayed indefinitely, so... Probably unlikely any action overnight.
Sydney might weather forecast, Top Rope.
No, glorious up in Sydney. Glorious up in Sydney. Just a classic day one weather at Augusta. Imagine having tickets to day one. Scooty, there's no transferring days when you're at Augusta.
No, that's stiff.
So what are they going to do? Double up Friday, is it?
They'll probably play 2 T starts on Friday and double up. So not good for those of us probably going to make the cut. You have to walk 36 holes of Augusta. I walked a few of those hills there, Scooty. They're big. They are big.
Well, they don't get any smaller as the day wears on, but that's
big. The tip, big Top Rope?
My best bet is Joachim Neiman to win it all. Okay. I'll be on a bit of Wyndham Clark. And if you want a little couple of roughies, Patrick Reed and Corey Connors.
Mm. And he's also all about some live action, top lefty. So there's plenty of meat on the bone. So make sure you check out the US Masters podcast and get that into your guts. But massive, massive news there. So that'll affect it. So I'd be leaning towards golfers that like it tough, especially with that rain going to be taken out of play and all those early groups that we thought may be advantaged. I think it's going to throw a bit of a cat amongst the pigeons. So the cream should rise to the top. So must viewing on the US Masters. And it's just a great weekend to kick the kids out, the missus, and just dominate that remote. So fingers crossed we've tipped you a couple of winners this week. And a big thanks to Top Sport and Punting Form, as always. And we'll see you next week.